You may be wondering what this has to do with tonight's discussion, Dr. Hahnemann said thoughtfully. In homeopathy, when someone gets sick, you two need to take on the role of a detective. And in homeopathy, this is also called taking a case. But in this situation, rather than trying to solve the mystery of a crime, you are trying to solve the mystery of what remedy will best cure the illness. In this case, the crime is the illness. Ah, Franz scribbled in his notebook. Dr. Hahnemann was really speaking his language now. The law that governs your detective work is what I call the law of similars. Like heals like. Like heals like, Franz repeated as he scribbled. Similar to playing matching with cards, Franz, Eleanor interjected cheerfully. In the matching game, you turn two cards over, and if they don't match, the next person goes. But when you find two that match, you win that round and keep them. Good example, my girl. Hahnemann smiled. To solve a homeopathic case, you should match the right remedy to the proper set of symptoms that the person is experiencing. So, the first step is to carefully observe all the symptoms. The symptoms are the clues that will lead you to the right remedy, the remedy that will uproot the illness. This is the law of similars.
Pause, Evie announced. Grandma, does the law of similars only apply to homeopathy?
Grandma Annette looked frozen, like she couldn't talk. Her mouth was half open and she didn't blink.
Oh, Evie giggled. Unpause so you can tell us.
Grandma winked. The law of similars is found in many other areas of science. Not just in homeopathy.
Where else is it found? Asked Matt, interested. He loved science and often spent hours looking for things to examine under his microscope.
Well, it is a well-known phenomenon in physics and in music. When there are two frequencies that are very similar, you can achieve something called resonance. That's a fun experiment we should try sometime. My point is that the law of similars is all around us and takes many different forms.
Evie murmured thoughtfully to herself. Okay, Grandma, she said. Unpause the story.
Grandma Annette happily obliged. But we cannot match a remedy by only looking at one single symptom, Dr. Hahnemann said to his willing young audience. Looking at one single symptom to select a remedy is like identifying a culprit having only one piece of evidence. Think back to your story, Franz. If you see footprints and spend all of your time trying to identify who has that particular foot size and shape, you could end up accusing the wrong person of the crime. Maybe Frau Schmidt brought a small child with her, and your mother forgot to mention that to you. But if you can identify several clues, like the footprints, the pumpkin smear, and Clara's favorite spoon close by, well, then you greatly increase your chances of identifying the right culprit. It is the same in homeopathy. Grandma Annette turned to her grandchildren. Before we go on, I want you to notice something about the story. It's about leading questions.
What's that? Asked Evie.
It's when you ask a question while you're leaning, said Christian.
No, Marissa giggled. Not leaning questions, leading questions.
She laughed and rumpled Christian's hair.
Oh! Evie said, understanding. She had heard the same thing that Christian had heard. Leading questions. Got it. Wait. Evie paused. Knowing that it's a leading, not leaning question isn't helping.
I still don't know what it is.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. Let's see if you can figure it out. Let me continue with the story, Grandma Annette answered. She passed out a few more bowls of chips and cracked open another jar of salsa. Snack time was not slowing down, at least not yet. Crunch, crackle, chomp. Each of the children and the adults who were also listening dug right into the new bowl of chips as Grandma continued her story. Let's think of a different kind of detective case.